to another episode of the Unsung Gamers Podcast. I am your host and probably your favorite, Phantom Recon, aka Rico. Not really, I'm part of the crew. And with me today is my brother, Shadow Alchemist X.
I prefer the term assistant to the
regional manager. Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. Yeah. Gotcha. I watch The Office. I love The Office. So today it's just gonna be me and my brother today. Jermaine couldn't make it today. His headphones broke. And actually, if anybody out there, you know, knows some good headphones to recommend for him, you know, leave it in the chat. You know, send us a message and whatnot. And our other co-lead, James, he's not gonna be able to make it today because he's actually gonna be moving a lot sooner than he thought. So he has to get everything ready. So right now it's gonna be me and my brother, and you know, we're over here thinking about what should we talk about, you know, this episode, and we're probably gonna try to keep it short today. But the first thing that popped in my head was, and I know my brother wants to talk about it, but and I know I want to talk about it too, because I mean, I don't know much about it, but I love the show. But the big news about Mr. Nando, correct me if I say it wrong, Henry Cavill.
Yeah, you said it right.
Bam is leaving The Witcher after season 3, and I think season 4, Liam Hemsworth, not Thor, but his brother Liam will take the reins, The Witcher, in season 4. And I mean, I'm assuming he's doing this because he's taking up the role of Superman again, and probably some other stuff coming up in his future, which he hasn't talked about. And I'm guessing he's going to be next 007. I don't know. I'm still guessing on that, but. I do hope it's Idris Elba. I hope he's 007. But anyways, that's another topic. But Nando, how do you feel about that? Because I know you're a huge Witcher fan. And, you know, me and you both, like, gave great accolades and praised Henry for playing The Witcher. Like, what do you think about this news?
It came as a shock. Because I didn't, like, know, like, there was no lead up to it. It was just all of a sudden, like, he's not going to be in season 4. Season 3, it will still be him, Henry Cavill, but as far as season 4 and beyond, it won't be Henry Cavill anymore. And like, it makes sense that maybe him becoming Superman again could be a factor, and the 007 thing could also be a thing as well. Probably just busy doing other stuff, but it just really sucks knowing that he's a massive fan of the Witcher series, like the books and the games, and even campaigned to be this character, and he got the role too. On top of that, it's a huge loss. I mean, no offense to Liam Hemsworth. I'm sure hopefully he'll do great. But
I don't know.
He's no Henry Cavill. Like, he just doesn't have, well, I guess for now, for me, doesn't have that commitment that Henry Cavill has. Like, he's a giant nerd like all of us, and now we're losing him.
I know. So, for me, when I heard the news, I mean, I was in shock. I mean, I shared it. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was like, it has to be something bigger, I guess, The Witcher for him. Because for him to walk away from The Witcher, like, he must have gotten offered, like, either a lot of money or some other roles, which is why I said, like, yeah, you know, obviously we know he's going to be Superman. And it has to be something else. Maybe 007, or maybe he's going to join the House of Dragons. I mean, I don't know. His name's been thrown around everywhere to these big shows, big movies. And, I mean, I can understand maybe him not having enough time to be The Witcher, but he also wants The Witcher to continue. But, man, I don't know, man. Liam Hemsworth, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, right now, Liam, and I don't know if you're listening to this, and if not, everybody share it to him so he can listen to this. But, man, you better work hard. You better play the games, read the books. I mean, just put as much effort. And I know I read his Instagram page, where he said he has some big boots to fill. And yeah, you do. Because, I mean, Henry was... This is the perfect role for him. I mean, he was... am I saying it right?
No, you're not saying it right. It's Geralt.
Geralt, there we go, my bad. And, he was him. And I couldn't believe that he was leaving. You know, yeah, exactly what you said. I'm just to reiterate, I mean, he campaigned for this, and he got the role, and I remember when he got it, I was excited to see it. I was like, wow. And even seeing him on the show, like, he plays it perfectly. I mean, for me personally, and again, I'm just saying this, it might be too early. I mean, I need to give Liam a chance, yeah, but I mean, I mean, for me personally, I wish it would just end it. Season 3, The Witcher, that's it, done. Thank you, Netflix, for making The Witcher. But with Liam coming in, man, I don't know. Like right now, as a fan of The Witcher and another game, I haven't played all the games like you have, Dondo, but the game's amazing. It's really good. And knowing that Henry read the books and played the game himself, and now that he's leaving, like, man, it sucks. I don't see Liam being able to put the input that Henry would, whenever, like, when they were there probably filming, Henry'd be like, well, I don't know if he would do this, kind of give his perspective because he's read the book and played the games. Where Liam, I mean, again, he has time, he does, to do the same thing, but I don't know if he would speak up and say, like, hey, maybe we should do this, but I don't know, we'll see. I mean, I want to hear what the rest of the cast feels like, the other people who are in the show, how they feel about it. I mean, are they going to leave too? Are they going to be like, yeah, I'm done too. I'm out because I mean, if he's leaving, I mean, I don't know, like, man, I don't know. I'm pretty upset about it. But again, it could be just early. Who knows? Maybe, in a year or two, whenever the season four comes out, 3 years maybe, or 4 years. I don't know, because we still have season three for it to come out, and I don't know if they're in production or not. But man, I'm just that. I mean, to me, that was a blow. But however, I am happy he's coming back as Superman. But if he's coming back as Superman, they better make it fucking awesome. It can't be just one film and it was all right. This better be like fucking epic and epic movies, plural. Because I want to see him more than just one. If anything, make him be, the face of DC, how Robert Downey Jr. was the face of Marvel for so many years.
I want to say they are going through that route with DC because I know they did a massive, massive overhaul with everything going on with them, with James Gunn now taking over like all the movie, like the pretty much he's overseeing the whole movie sector now. So maybe he talked to Henry saying, hey, I'm in charge now. This is what we're gonna do. And he probably liked what was happening because I mean James Gunn actually does listen to his actors and appreciates their input for the characters. And maybe that's probably what happened. Like he probably like signed up for like a six movie deal and he's gonna be busy now.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? But I know for sure Henry hasn't talked to James yet because I saw an interview on IGN, or that he had talked about that he looks forward to talking to James and kind of like, talking about the future of DC and how they want to make things happen. And I've even heard James Gunn, not our James, but James Gunn, talking about trying to do a crossover, which, if anybody's read comics, in the past, they have done a DC Marvel crossover before, which, I mean, but I think in order for that to happen, DC needs to build up their I guess their mojo,
Catalog.
because Marvel is like apex right now, and DC, I mean, if it was animation, because DC animation, it was fucking amazing. I just watched Batman, I think it's called Batman Ninja,
That's a
like
great one.
him and like the villains of Gotham basically travel back in time into Japan, like 1600 Japan, and they're fighting each other. It was epic. I loved it. That's what I'm saying. Like animation wise, yeah, DC is great. But I mean, film wise, I mean, I don't know. And all due respect to Dwayne Johnson, playing Black Adam, I mean, it didn't really do that well on Rotten Tomatoes. However, the audience loved it. It's
That's what's
cool.
important.
And yeah, that is important. However, I mean, in order for productions industries, publishers to make more sequels or invest more money in movies, like they want to be able to get some type of, rewards or recognition, kind of like Rotten Tomatoes is one of the best ways to do it. I mean, because I mean, there's plenty of Marvel films have been nominated for Oscars. I mean, the one that really sticks to me is Black Panther. How it was nominated for Best Film, a Marvel comic superhero movie, nominated for Best Film. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's like, I mean, just to be nominated in those other movies is like amazing. I mean, just be happy for that. I mean, I don't know if they're gonna win. I mean, I kind of feel like they probably did, had a chance of winning, but man, like to be up there. It's still great. So, but DC, I mean, the best film, I think the highest rated was probably Wonder Woman, the first one, not the second one. Second one, we talked about it, it sucked. But Wonder Woman though, the first one was good, and I mean, but I at the same time, like, you know, I have to think of, you know, Black Adam, because Black Adam, you know, they, you know, Dwayne Johnson talked about it, that they worked hard to bring back Henry, and I don't know how much, you know, he really had a foot in that, but I will give him credit that you brought Henry back. And I felt like Henry should have came back for more films, because I mean, he's Superman. And Ben Affleck, talking about him coming back, I mean, I do want to see, whether it's a Snyderverse or not, but I want to see, you know, what happens, because in the Justice League film, you know, they ended with, like, this future, and, you know, Henry Cavill was basically taking over. I want to see how that ended up that way,
Yeah,
and hopefully they can do it well.
I want to say they're gonna like reboot it because James Gunn had talked about it and he liked what Zack Snyder started with, but he didn't, you know, blatantly say he didn't like how it ended. But I'm sure he'll probably follow the story that he was trying to s tell. But rebooting just pretty much what's happened because it's kind of convoluted now, and I think that's what the Flash movie is supposed to do. It's supposed to reboot everything.
Oh man, well, that Flash movie needs to hurry up and come, because I mean, Ezra, man, that dude's
He's
man.
gone. They've already announced
Yeah.
that he's gone after this movie, he's done. Like they've already said it, like he finished the movie, he's done.
I mean, they should bring Grant Gustin, the Flash from CW. That guy's fucking Flash. Like, to
They
me,
can't though.
I think Flash, I think of him. I know, but if they can, like, bring somebody like him. But in the future, like, I do hope, or actually I do see the future bright, because James Gunn, I mean, he took a franchise that, for me as a big comic book fan, I mean, I didn't know much about Guardians of the Galaxy, and he basically made them big, and I mean, a really great, I guess, trilogy now, with the third movie coming out, and then Suicide Squad, his version of it was pretty good
It was way
too.
better. It was way better than the other one.
And I mean, like, man, like, and now that he's leaving DC, I mean, I do hope that he brings, you know, that same charisma, I don't know, like, that same influence that he had on Guardians of the Galaxy into DC. But please, please keep Batman, like, serious. Like, keep the joke super light, like maybe Robin, or, you know, the one of the villains, but
Yeah.
Batman's fucking serious. He's
That
fucking
was a Joss Whedon thing, man. Like Joss Whedon
badass.
fucked them up.
I know, man. God, man. I didn't like, to me, Batman, I mean, Batman was awesome. Like the Robert Pattinson Batman. I like that one. That one's really good. I really like that one. But if they're bringing Ben Affleck back to play Batman, I hope they make him more like that Batman, or even Christian Bale Batman. Or if anything, just bring back the Michael Keaton Batman. Just dark. Keep it dark, because that's what Batman is.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, we kind of moved away from The Witcher, but I mean, going back to The Witcher, I mean, yeah, I'm still pretty, you know, sad that, you know, Henry's leaving, and I am gonna cherish season three. I hope it's gonna be awesome and amazing, but, you know, with Liam coming on for season four, I mean, I hope it's good. I hope it's as good. I mean, but I guess we'll see. I mean, time will tell. But until then, you know, I do, am excited to see Henry come back as Superman.
Yeah, I hope to be surprised by Liam Hemsworth. Like, I still have faith that he can do a good job, but he is absolutely trying to fill some big shoes that Henry left.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. And, you know, we'll see, we'll see. And, you know, Henry, thanks for coming back. Mr. Dwayne Johnson, thank you for bringing him back. And Liam Hemsworth, you know, good luck. As a fan, I want you to succeed, because I want it to be a continued for it to be a great show, because, like, I love the show. I want to keep watching it. And you know, well, speaking of The Witcher, I'm sure you heard, and I know that they're remaking The Witcher, with the, I think, with the Unreal Engine 5 or something like that, with
Oh,
the
yeah.
new graphics. And I guess, how do you feel about that? 'Cause again, I know you're a big Witcher fan, The Witcher fan, so what do you think about that?
Admittedly, I never played the first two, so this will be a new experience for me. And since they're remaking the first one, and most likely they're going to take like Witcher 3 and make it better for the remake. So I have full faith that they can make a great game out of this, especially with the Unreal 5 engine. like a more universal and easier to use game engine instead of a proprietary one that they make.
And I mean, we'll see. I mean, I still need to play The Witcher 3, and yet again, it's one of those games that I do have. I haven't had time to play it. But I mean, I will play it. I will play. I just need to find time. But I guess, I'm for those who don't know, I'm an old man now. I'm not young, but doing the adulting thing. But yeah, I'm trying to find time to play games again. Which, speaking of which, and I know this past weekend, Call of Duty, it was released to everyone, and I know you had a chance to play. So I guess, what do you think, Nano, so far? Like, is this like top quality, or is it just like just another multiplayer game?
Like the campaign or the multiplayer?
Multiplayer.
Okay. The multiplayer, I mean, yeah, day one, when it worked, it was great. It was pretty hard trying to get into a lobby, but it makes sense because it's day one. Everyone's trying to play.
Yeah.
There are still some connection issues. Like, well, it's a joke that Joe had said where we were playing. He's saying, well, one of the system requirements is a PS5. And yeah, I mean, admittedly, yeah, because he really didn't run into any issues on his end. On my end, PS4, yes, there were stutters in the lobby, and it would freeze for like 10, 15 seconds and then load the map.
I mean, I gotta hurry up and upgrade, man, because eventually, I mean, I know they're trying to, by them, the guys who make the games are trying to accommodate for those who don't have it yet. But eventually, it's gonna be like 100% next generation. Like right now, I kind of feel like, from what I'm hearing, like Call of Duty is like 60% new gen. And then like 40%, the old, PS4, Xbox One generation or older PC
Absolutely.
generation. But I mean, but however, I mean, even though with that, I did see that, Call of Duty made like $800 million to $1 million over the weekend. I mean, over the weekend, $800 million, like a movie, like a Marvel film, it takes them like months to reach that kind of number. And a video game, in a weekend, made $800 million, almost close to $1 billion over a weekend, just in sales, which shows. I mean, the popularity of Call of Duty is not going anywhere. And if anything, Xbox did, or Microsoft in this case, did an amazing job buying the company that makes Call of Duty. So I mean, they're in a good spot right now as far as money. So.
Yeah, I mean, I bought it and I got the pre-order and everything, and I got to use the skin that comes with it, which is great. Like it does work, just so everyone knows. And like the way the multiplayer is kind of set up is a little, well, actually there's a lot that's different about it. And it's something that Philip was complaining about, because he was like, all right, what do I gotta do? I was like, well, there's a lot. I was like, there's a lot that I can explain to you right now, but we're playing right now, so I have to explain this to you later. And like there's just a whole lot of settings. Like honestly, before you even play, go through your settings, customize everything the way you want it to be, especially if you're on PC. Like do all that and then play the game. You'll have a much better time.
It's good to try to figure all that out before you're trying to jump in the game, or especially if you're trying to stream.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, well, that sounds cool. Like, again, like I didn't get a chance to play this past weekend, but I look forward to playing this weekend. And
Yeah.
yeah, again, to everybody out there, we will be going live Fridays and Saturdays. I think we need to set a schedule for sure. Fridays, Saturdays from 9:30 p.m. Central Time to until we fall asleep. Both
Right.
nights. Sundays, it's up in the air. Usually, it's kind of like, let's take a break, because hey, staying up that late, it takes a lot. And also, we do stuff to work. So if you could join us Friday, Saturdays from 9:30 to whatever. We'll be up. Listen to us. We're probably, just laughing about stuff or telling stories, or just, laughing at each other, because we're all just a bunch of old guys playing games.
Yeah. I will say some, I guess some pro tips on the multiplayer that the game doesn't tell you One is that, yeah, there are roughly 50, 51 guns in the game. And even if you max out your character or your class, whatever, which is 55, I think, not all the guns are unlocked for you. Not each gun, but majority of them have different tiers. And within each tier, there's a different gun in there. So you have to like upgrade this specific gun to like a certain level, usually 11 or 12, then you unlock that other gun. But some of these guns actually have like four or five levels or receivers to them. Like the AK has five. So if you want the Bison SMG, which is the last one you unlock, you have to go through four other guns and then you get that one. It's a little complicated.
Whoa, yeah, I know. I'm like, what? I
Yeah,
mean,
well, like whenever you use a gun, you know, like you level it up, you unlock attachments for it, right?
yeah.
That's what you do in here, but a lot of these guns have different receivers, which are different guns within a gun. Like the M4 has an SMG version of it. But in order to get that, you have to use the marksman rifle to unlock the SMG. But
Oh, wow. Okay.
you have to use the M4, which, I mean, the M4 right now is the end all be all gun. It's the number one gun in the game right now. I mean, it always will be, to be honest.
Oh, there you go. There you go, everybody.
So you're not really losing a lot, but if you want to get like all the receivers for it, you're gonna have to use these other guns that you probably wouldn't really want to use in order to get the one that you do want to use. Yeah,
Dang.
so you have incentive to like I think they're trying to get everyone to experiment with all these different guns so that everyone so you can actually get a feel for what this gun can do, what this one can do, and what that one can do. And then after that, you can modify it to however you want to, and then work on your camos, which as far as camos go, like it's all universal. The main camo skins are all universal. Each one has specific ones that you can unlock for that specific gun, which includes like the gold and platinum and all that.
Okay, man. Dang. Like it sounds like a lot, and one, and on top of that, like I guess everybody enjoy it because I do feel like everybody who's who has Call of Duty, which it's $800 million worth of people out
Yeah.
there, playing it. You have about what 2 weeks from today because we're recording right now Wednesday, because on the 16th, Warzone 2 comes out, and I'm sure a lot of people who are playing the multiplayer game will be transitioning to Warzone.
Hopefully it works.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's gonna be some issues with it, but I'm sure a lot of people are gonna be on it, playing it because I mean I'll admit I was one of the ones that like I started playing multiplayer because it was awesome, cool, great when the first Call of Duty Modern Warfare came out, and then when Warzone was announced, like okay, let me try it out, and again this is my first time playing that kind of I guess a battle royale type of game. I mean, other than Apex, but man, like ever since then, I mean, we just, or at least I have, I've just been on it ever since. So I kind of feel like same thing's gonna happen. Like, we're all gonna enjoy multiplayer on Call of Duty, but once Warzone 2 comes out, I mean, everybody's gonna be playing that, and the, so and also it comes out November 16th, which is a Wednesday, so everybody have that ready, and yeah, enjoy these last few weeks with the current Warzone
Nah. Just
because
play
of the
Modern Warfare 2.
new Warzone's coming out, and we'll see, we'll see all the changes.
Admittedly, like once you play Modern Warfare 2, you can't go back to Warzone. Like Warzone 2 needs to come out now. Or not right now, but like it's a good time for it to come out because it's drastically different the way this game plays as opposed to Warzone.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, because I again, I did get to play a little bit of it. When when the beta was out, and then afterwards because we got early access on the campaign, so yeah. Or again on the PS5, it's first off, I love it because on the PS5, like the trigger button, I have to say, I have to talk about the controller on the PS5, like you really feel everything, like when you squeeze the R2 button, if it has a pressure thing on it, like I didn't like it's like you're squeezing an actual trigger. Like and it's like you have to push it, but after a while, I playing it for a while, you kind of forget about it. But when you initially play it, like you do see a difference. You're like, whoa, that's pretty cool. And also, at least when I was playing, when your player rubs up against something or hits something, like your controller shakes, like you're actually like in the game. So
Awesome.
it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I mean, I mean, but again, as PS5 controller, I don't know about the other systems, Xbox, or if a PC has like their version of a controller like that, but PS5 controller, man, wow, great job, Sony! Awesome, awesome, awesome,
What is
yeah.
would say about, I guess, with Modern Warfare 2, especially being out now, like a lot of these, quote unquote pros aren't really liking it all that much, and it's really showing like their lack of skill in the game now. Like they're not really as good as they say that they are, like especially with the way the matchmaking works, because it's worked the way it's always worked, and for some reason they don't like that, because the better you do, the game will throw you into a lobby of that skill, where your skill at is at that moment. And if you do terrible in the next match, they'll bring you back to a different lobby, and that's where you'll play. And it just goes back and forth like that. That's how this game is. And I just find it hilarious when these pros complain about it. I'm like, well, of course, yeah, you're gonna play against someone who's gonna be equal level to where you're at. You're not gonna win every match. Like, come on, it's a damn game.
And then also that I did see that Call of Duty introduced a new like anti-camping technique or program in there, to where like you can't just camp and do. And I don't know how exactly it works. I just read that they introduced this anti-camping thing, and like that gamers are liking it, because now one player can't just stay in one spot and camp. So I mean, I don't know how it works. I read about it, but I'm assuming that falls in line with what you're saying, because I'm sure even pro gamers use camping as a technique of theirs to to win games.
Yeah, and like I think there are like lethal attachments and like little perks that you can use. Like there's one that you could throw like a little sonar beacon. Like you throw it down and it'll pulse out like about a 40, maybe 30 meter radius. Anybody around you can spot them. And like then there's the drill charge, was my favorite, which is my favorite lethal. Like that, I love that thing. So if someone's behind a wall or just camped inside this little corner, you go on the outside of that wall, throw it against the wall. It'll drill a hole right through it and explode. It's kind of like Capkin's little bombs. It's like that, except you only got one.
Cool, nice. Oh, that is cool.
It's my
Again,
favorite.
I do plan on playing it this weekend, but we'll see. And again, I mean, obviously this is just the beginning. There's going to be more updates coming up soon as well,
Oh,
because
yeah.
Call of Duty wants us to stay on and playing their game. But I mean, with Warzone coming out, I mean, I don't know, we'll see. Yeah, and with that said, I mean, there's a lot more coming out. Obviously, God of War comes out too.
Oh
Actually,
man.
not this week, but next week it comes out. So I mean, it's gonna be. I mean, I don't know. Like for me, I'm gonna be playing God of War. I'm telling you straight up. I mean, yeah, Warzone can come out, the new one, Call of Duty can update their stuff, all that stuff, and cool. But I mean, God of War. I mean, it's a sequel. I gotta play, because I mean, there's a bunch of people out there, especially us being on social media, they're just gonna post some spoilers on there, and I want to avoid all that.
November 9th. So yeah, next Wednesday.
Oh man, wow, next
Recording night.
Wednesday. Yeah, I mean, well, we might be taking off next week.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we might be taking off next week, though, just because of the game's coming out. So I mean, we'll see. But anyways, but with the others coming out, God of War coming out, I mean, it's gonna be a very competitive closing end of the year, because God of War's coming out, Warzone 2 is coming out. There's some other games coming out, and then we haven't even talked about next year's games. Legend of Zelda, the Spider-Man game, the Wolverine game coming out next year. And then plus we still need to talk about, game of the year for this year. We talk about The Witcher, talk about DC, and obviously Call of Duty. I guess now, do you have anything you want to add?
And definitely check out some Call of Duty action. We'll definitely be on our last stream, so check us out because we'll most likely be playing that for a while. There's a lot to do and unlock in that game. And as always, te bañas y tomas el agua.
There you go. There you have it. And as always, thank you again for supporting us and listening to us. We really appreciate it. Share our podcast. Check us out on unsungamers.com. All of our social medias there: Instagram, Facebook, all that good jazz, YouTube, and all. And I guess until then, let's go Houston Astros. Let's get to the World Series. You just gotta throw that in real quick. And until next time, we are the Unsung Gamers, saving the world one game at a time.
Bye.
Bye.